Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at the O2 Indigo here for the Wasserman Show live on Channel 5. I'm joined by Chris Eubank Jr. Let's talk about Haaland first of all. Very impressive.
Beautiful. Beautiful. The punch perfect, set the guy up nicely in the second round. Beautiful KO, folded him over. He's ready, man. You know, this guy's he's dedicated. I see him in the gym all the time. He wants it. He lives the life. So yeah, I think 2022-2023 is going to be very big for him. Has to be.
Is it about that breakout fight for Haaland now? He's been on the scene for a little while. He needs that kind of name everyone looks at and goes, no disrespect to his previous opponents and also to Sean Dodd, but he needs that name where people go, whoa, hang on a minute. Yeah,
he needs a name on his record now. He's been in the game more than long enough to step up and really challenge himself. He's got the name, he's got the looks, he's got the style. So yeah, they just need to get him a good fight now.
Okay, let's move on to you. So I think a week ago, I think people I do a lot of interviews, so people go from your tweets sometimes and straight on it with Golovkin. If you need a dance partner, I think your words were, let's tango, baby. Did you write that yourself, by the way?
Absolutely. Nobody touches my social media. It all comes from, it's all sourced locally. And listen, Canelo losing, for me, presents a very big opportunity. You know, if Canelo is going to take that rematch, which he may not, but if he does, Golovkin needs an opponent. And you tell me, who else on the planet would be a better fight for Gennady Golovkin right now? Who else do people want to see fight Golovkin more than me? I don't know any other names.
Well, listen, I'll go on record as saying that if we don't see a trilogy between Canelo and Golovkin, I would absolutely love to see you fight Golovkin.
Yeah, listen, the trilogy, nobody cares.
They do care.
They shouldn't. What's that to
There's
care
a lot
about?
Of interest in that. They're two like worldwide household
They've
names
done it
beyond.
Twice. We've seen enough. You know, they need to be getting in the ring with live opponents, new fresh meat. These guys, you know, they're, you know, who's Golovkin fought other than Canelo? You know, he just bounces around random guy to random guy waiting for this rematch, waiting for a big money payday with Canelo. It's embarrassing. He's not fighting live opponents.
Bit harsh?
No, I don't think so. You know, he needs to defend those belts. Canelo's not a middleweight. So what, are you just going to hang on to these belts for months and months and months? It shouldn't be allowed, you know? He needs to defend his belts or give them up. because, you know, there are guys out there that want to fight for titles in the middleweight division.
Okay. Well, look, we'll see what happens with Canelo, because there's two options for Canelo. There's the Bivol rematch, and there's also the trilogy with Golovkin. Which...
There's also a fight with Chris Eubank Jr. as a third option.
Okay.
Which would be the most exciting of them all.
Okay, so what do you do about that? How do you push that? With your team, you, yourself, how do you push to get that fight that you've wanted for so many years?
All I can do is do what I'm doing, which is social media. Social media and staying on my promoters.
Is that enough?
What more can I do? I mean, if you tell me where the guy is, I'll show up at his house, you know what I mean? But I don't know how else you can make fights. I mean, that's how guys have made fights with me. That's what Liam Williams did. The only reason we fought is because he hounded me for 2 years straight on Twitter, and then bottled it when we actually got in front of each other. You know, that is how fights are made. Is you got to talk, but also you got to be able to fight. You've got to be able to sell tickets. All of the things I do, I don't know anyone who does them better. Dude does that better than me. Not in Great Britain. I think that fight should be made if the rematch with Bivol is going to happen, Canelo and Bivol.
Let me ask you also about the situation with Demetrius Andrade. If that vacant belt is to become available, is that an option as well?
I think he has vacated, hasn't he?
Has he?
I think he has, and if he hasn't, he's in the process of it. And yeah, that's 100%. Now that Brooks sailed off into the sunset, that is obviously the number one avenue we're looking at, the WBO. And Golovkin. Those are the two routes.
Let me get your reaction to that. Obviously, last week we saw Kell Brook call time on a fantastic career. Today we've actually seen Amir Khan do the same thing as well, call time on a great career as well. But Kell Brook was someone that it was talked about. That's a fight that I thought that was going to happen between yourself and Kell, but a little bit gutted, but obviously Kell's making his decision for himself.
Yeah, listen, I understand Amir. He has, you know, Amir, he's done great things in the sport, but he hasn't got anything left. You know, that was shown to us in his last fight. Kell Brook, on the other hand, still has gas in the tank. He still has the ability to fight well and to make money. So I can't understand or wrap my head around why he would not have one more fight, one more payday, one more shot at greatness. You know, imagine beating me as your last fight. I mean, you sail off into the sunset on that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, but to be fair, if you're talking about kind of beating someone on your last fight, his rivalry with Amir Khan, he's not going to top that.
No, but Amir wasn't the Amir he was. So yes, he beat Amir Khan, but he didn't beat the Amir Khan. He beat an Amir Khan that just retired today. He beating a prime Chris Eubank. Wow, you know, that's sexy right there. Plus, you're getting paid millions. You know, plus there's nothing to lose. And I'm talking to you now, Kel, just because you can still come out of retirement. You only retired in like 4 or 5 days, mate. So you can get your ass back in the gym next week and say, you know what, I've had a change of heart. Because, you know, let's be honest here, you've got another 60 years on this planet. I don't know how much you've made in your career, but, you know, you don't seem like the sharpest tool in the shed. So, you know, those few millions you've made, they're not going to last you more than 10, 15 years, maybe less. You know, I heard you party a lot, you drink. You probably make bad decisions, so you want to make as much money as you can while you can. You know, I know just from looking at you that you know how to do nothing else apart from fight. So you're not going to be making money in business and what? There's no other way for you to make money. So come out of retirement, get the gloves on. Let's get this fight out of the way in the summer. Give the fans what they want. You get another 3-4 million, and yeah. Sell off into the sunset after that. Smart advice, my friend.
If people don't know, Kell Brook's been retired 4 days, by the way.
4 days, there you go.
Or 5 days, whatever it is.
More than enough time to come back.
In all honesty, though, for someone in Kell Brook's position, and the only person I can kind of counter this with is Carl Froch, who retired off the back of the George Groves win all those years ago, in front of 80,000 people, apparently. But to retire after a marquee win like that is not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not easy, but it's not necessary either. Who cares? Who cares what you retire doing? Everyone retires, everyone's career ends. People look back at your career and they look at the highlights. They don't look at, oh, his last fight he won, and then nobody cares. You know, what fighters should care about is money in the bank, being able to provide for their families and their families' families for generations, making as much money as you can in the short period of time that we have to make it. That's what fighters should be worried about. Not, oh, I want to look good on my way out. It's bullshit, you know?
That's a subjective view, though, surely, isn't it, Chris? A fighter knows when they're done, and obviously, in terms of Brook and Khan, they feel like their career has come to an end. So what?
You say fighter knows when he's done. I get Amir saying that because of the performance he had. But Kell he fought well. So he's clearly not done. He's not shot. He's not completely finished. You can't be done, and with a performance like that, you've got something left. My opinion.
Ideally for you, when do you want to be out? In the summer, obviously.
Absolutely. July would be ideal.
Is Liam Smith an option? Good win against Vargas.
That's a good fight. It's a great fight. A great British fight, you know. There's not really a rivalry there, but it's two fighters in and around the same weight that that would make for an awesome, you know, an awesome boxing bout. Our styles match up nice. You know, we're both big names in the sport, so that's definitely a possibility. We can definitely look at that if we can't pin down Triple G.
Okay, so give me, just finally, a three-man hit list that you feel like it will be one of those people, or that you want one of those people.
Triple G number one.
Yep.
Canelo Alvarez number two. I'll take that fight all day, every day. And Conor Ben number three.
I had a little story, actually, we could actually finish on. So you and Conor Ben were actually at the Sports Industry Awards?
Yeah, we had a little chat.
What happened?
I think they set it up. Someone sneakily set it up so that we
were... Of course they did.
It's unbelievable, you know. We were both backstage, both presenting awards at exactly the same time. And that sport, the Sports Awards 2022, whoever manages that, you know, they're lucky that I'm not an idiot. And they don't know I'm not an idiot, and they don't know he's not an idiot. And
what,
he is a hothead.
You're going to kick off, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we were to... I mean, he is a hothead. If I say something silly, he's going to, you know... But I'm not an idiot. You know what I mean? I'm not a Billy Joe Saunders.
Yeah, but you could be that way inclined as well if you're pushed the right way.
If I'm pushed, yeah, but I'm not going to push anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not going to push anybody for no reason, for clout or, you know, for, you know, an Instagram video. There are a lot of guys that do that. And that could have easily kicked off, you know, at the award show, right before we're about to walk on stage. So whoever was doing that, you know.
What happened then?
Nothing. I mean, he came over to me, he shook my hand. He asked me about the Canelo fight, you know, small talk, and then he was talking to someone else for a second, and I was thinking about, you know, all the stuff that's been said over the last few months, and I started laughing. He said, what are you smirking about? And I said, I just said, listen, you know, me and you can make a lot of money in the future. And he said, what did he say? He said he fights. He said on fight night he comes in 20 pounds heavier than he weighs in it. So I guess he's basically trying to say that we could physically fight. You know, the weight difference wouldn't be an issue. He said he walks around at 73 kg. I walk around 75 kg. So when you look at it like that, you know, it's not that crazy. But it is something that would be further down the line, you know, obviously. And I can't push that fight. I should have told him. I didn't tell him this, but he's the one that needs to push that agenda. I can't, because I can't, it looks bad on me, you know, because I'm at a different level. So I can't be the one out here saying, oh, I want to fight. He has to build it up. You know, and when the time is right, you know, we'll see if we can make something happen.
Okay. And I keep saying finally, but from the three opponents you've named Golovkin, Canelo and Conor Benn. We know realistically for your next fight, it's not probably going to be one of them. I think, Chris, come on, that's fair to say.
I really do think that this Triple G fight could happen now that Bivol has beaten Canelo. You know, if Canelo is the man that people say he is, then he should never even dream about fighting anyone else but Bivol until he wins. You know, and that's the guy that, you know, the big
man. Yeah, but that's what he might be doing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
right.
If he does what everyone's, you know, says he's going to do, which is avenge the loss, Golovkin has to fight somebody. So who's he going to fight?
Give me a fourth option then.
Fourth option. Yeah. So you're just trying to whittle me down?
Not really. No, I'm just asking you what's realistic. And Chris, you know boxing.
I know you want me
you're
to say
smart.
His name. So.
No. I'm not talking about. Listen.
I
don't know.
You want me to start talking about your boy Billy? And listen.
You mentioned him, not me.
Yeah, but I know you're.
I've gone
you're
16
trying to
minutes.
You're trying to squeeze it out on me. You know.
Not really.
I gave
no.
You my top
I'm just
three
asking.
And you're like, well, all right, but who else? Listen, Saunders.
I'm saying realistically, Chris.
Realistically,
you mentioned Canelo.
What's
You've
realistic?
Mentioned Golovkin
Logan
and Conor
Paul
Benn.
Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather Jr. Don't talk to me about
in an exhibition fight. It's not the same thing, Chris.
It's the same thing. They fought.
It's not the same thing.
Anything can happen. In
you could probably fight me in an exhibition, right?
I probably could.
Yeah. But I don't want that, by the way. I'm just saying that was an exhibition. That's not realistically for you, though. I'm saying to you.
I don't know what's realistic.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, I'm not the business guy here. What's realistic is whatever promoters can pull together on the night. I'm just, you know, there's a lot of names out there. You know, you said Williams. There is Saunders. There is
Liam Smith. Yeah.
Sorry. There is John Ryder. There is you know, there is that WBO vacant belt and the fighters that are up front to fight for that. I'm ready. I'm just waiting for the call.
Okay. Chris, thank you very much for your time as always. Good 17 minutes. Interesting. And we'll look forward. We'll expect to see you out in the summer. So
yes, summer and winter. I want to fight. I've told Callie I want to fight three times this year. No questions asked. So you're going to see me twice, at least two more times before the year's out.
Chris, thank you very much. Talking to IFL TV, and we'll catch up with you again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.